Title: Ghost Jungle Switch Up Using Macro Controls Creatively in Ableton Live 12 Beginner. Alright, welcome in. Today we're doing a really fun, really useful beginner sound design move for drum and bass and jungle in Ableton Live 12. We're building what I call a ghost jungle switch up. That's when the groove changes character, like it gets shufflier, a little dirtier, a little more roomy, maybe a hint of breaks, but it still feels like the same beat. Not a brand new pattern, more like the beat leans jungle for a moment, then snaps back clean. And the whole point is, we're going to set it up so you can do that with macro controls. Ideally, one knob for the big moment. That way you can automate switch-ups fast in arrangement, or even perform them live. Let's go step by step, and I'll coach you through the why as we build. First, session setup. Set your tempo to 174 BPM. Anywhere in that 172 to 176 pocket is fine, but 174 is a nice default. Create one MIDI track and drop in a drum rack. Stock is perfect. Now step 1. Load a solid roller kit as your foundation. Inside the drum rack, keep it simple. Put a kick on C1. Put a snare on D1 or E1 depending on your layout. Add a closed hat, an open hat, and maybe a ride or shaker. Quick coaching note, pick samples that already feel D'd and be ready. You're not trying to rescue weak drums with processing. You want a short kick that doesn't ring forever, and a snare that has snap plus a little body around the low mids. That 180 to 220 HE area is a good clue. Step 2. Program a basic two-step pattern. Make a two-bar MIDI clip. Classic skeleton. Kick on 1.1, and usually 2.1. You can add a kick on 1.3 as a variation if you want that rolling push. Snare on 1.2 and 2.2. Then hats at 8th notes if you want it a little more open, or 16ths if you want more energy. Loop it and listen. This is your identity beat. The switch up is going to decorate this, not replace it. Now step 3. Create the ghost layer inside the drum rack. This is where the ghost switch up really comes alive. Add a new pad for a ghost snare. This can be a softer snare, a rim, or even a filtered copy of your snare. Something quieter and lighter. Add another pad for ghost hats or shuffle hats. A lighter hat sample or shaker works great. Now program ghost notes, and this is important. Keep them low. For ghost snare hits, try placing little touches around 1.1.3, 1.2.3, 2.1.3, 2.2.3. These are those in-between moments that create movement. Set the velocities low, like 10 to 35. If you can clearly hear a new snare pattern, they're too loud or too many. Ghost notes should be felt more than heard, especially at normal listening volume. For ghost hats, you can go 16th notes, but don't make them all the same. Drop velocities randomly. Think in terms of a dancer's shuffle. It's uneven on purpose. And here's a quick sanity check. If it sounds busy even when it's quiet, it's probably overprogrammed. Call notes out before you start mixing. Less ghost notes, better ghost notes. Step 4. Optional but very jungle, add a break layer. Create an audio track and name it break layer. Drop in a break loop. Doesn't have to be an iconic break. Any break texture works. Warp it. Set warp mode to beats. Preserve transients. And if it's too clicky or too choppy, adjust the transient envelope a bit. Usually somewhere around 20 to 40 is a decent starting zone, but trust your ears. Now make it ghosty so it doesn't fight your main drums. Add EQ8, high pass around 150 to 250 HE so it stays out of your kick, and snare body. If it's harsh, dip a little at 3 to 5 kHz. Then turn it down a lot, like minus 18 to minus 24 dB to start. This is one of the biggest beginner mistakes. The break layer gets treated like a second drum kit. Don't do that. It's texture. It's movement. It's paper and rustle. Quiet is the point. Now step 5, build the macro rack on the drum bus. This is the main trick. Go to your drum rack track, and after the drum rack device, an audio effect rack. Inside the rack, create three chains, dry, room, and grit. On the DRY chain, do basically nothing. Leave it clean. If you want, you can add a tiny EQ later, but keep it straightforward. On the room chain, add hybrid reverb. Choose a room type. Set decay somewhere like 0.35 to 0.8 seconds. We're not doing huge ambient tails. D'n beat is fast, and long reverb smears transients. Pre-delay around 5 to 15 milliseconds. Low cut around 200 to 400 Hz. High cut around 7 to 10 kHz. And set the mix to 100%, because this chain is parallel. Optional but really useful. Add a compressor after the reverb to gently control the tail. Ratio around 2 to 1. Medium attack, medium release. You're just smoothing it, not slamming it. Now the grit chain. Add saturator. Pick analog clip or soft sign. Start with drive around 2 to 6 dB. Turn soft clip on. Then add drum bus. Drive around 5 to 15%. Crunch low. Boom off or very low. We're not trying to inflate low end here. Transients, you can go a little down if it's too spiky or a little up if you want hype. We'll control this later. Now mapping. Map the room chain volume to a macro called room. Set the range from silence up to an amount that feels good, like from minus infinity to around minus 12 dB on that chain. Map the grit chain volume to a macro called grit. Similar range, maybe minus infinity to around minus 10 dB. Teacher note, macro ranges matter more than the devices. A beginner-friendly rule is this. At 50% on a macro, it should still sound like the same beat. If 50% feels like you swap drum kits, shrink the range. Don't be afraid to make your macros subtle. Subtle is powerful. Also, do a level sanity pass before you map. Set the ideal amount of room and grit manually first. Then map from silence to that ideal point. Not past it. This prevents the classic problem, where your switch up knob accidentally turns into the ruin my mix knob. Step 6. Macro control ghost note presence. We'll do it with volume, and then we'll add tones so it feels natural. Inside the drum rack, click your ghost snare pad, and add utility after the sample or simpler. Map utility gain to a macro called ghost level. Set the range from minus infinity up to maybe minus 12 dB. If you want it subtler, make that max minus 18 dB. Do the same on the ghost hats pad. Utility gain map to the same ghost level macro. Range maybe minus infinity up to minus 14 dB. Now the tone trick. On the ghost hat chain, add auto filter. Set it to a low pass, 12 dB slope. Start around 8 to 12 kHz, low resonance. Now map the filter frequency to ghost level so when ghost level is low, the filter is lower and darker, and as ghost level comes up, it opens slightly. This is a big realism boost. Quiet ghosts tend to be duller and tucked back. Louder ghosts feel closer and brighter. We're mimicking that. Step 7. Shuffle control. The clean beginner way is groove pool. Open the groove pool. Grab a swing groove like swing 16-65 and apply it to your drum clip. Then automate the groove amount and arrangement. A simple plan, in your first 8 bars, keep it like 10 to 20%. Then in your switch up section, bring it to 30 to 45%. One warning. Don't swing everything equally. If the kick swings too much, the groove collapses. Usually hats and ghosts do most of the swinging work. Step 8. The payoff. Build the one knob switch up macro. This is where it gets fun. In your audio effect rack, create a macro named switch up. Now map it to multiple things at once. Map it so it increases ghost level. Map it so it increases room. Map it so it increases grit. Optionally, add an EQ8 on your DRY chain and do a tiny high shelf lift, like up to plus 1.5 dB around 9 to 12 kHz, and map that to switch up too. Optionally, map drum bus transients in the grit chain, so switch up adds a little snap as it rises. Example idea for ranges. Ghost level goes from basically off up to around 70% of its macro travel. Room from off up to around 40%. Grit from off up to around 50%. That way, at full switch up, it's exciting but it's still your beat. Here's an advanced but beginner-friendly musical move. Make switch up behave in stages. From 0 to 40%. It's mostly ghost level and just a touch of room. From 40 to 70, start bringing in more room and maybe the break layer. From 70 to 100, introduce grit and transient hype. You do that by setting min and max ranges so some parameters only start moving halfway up the knob. Step 9. Add a snare drag feel. This is very jungle, and it's sneaky because it doesn't require new patterns. Duplicate your main snare to a new pad called snare ghost drag. Make it quieter and shorter. Utility is fine for gain, or shorten the decay in simpler. Then place a note just before the main snare. Zoom in and put it about 10 to 30 milliseconds early. Map its utility gain to a macro called snare drag, from minus infinity to around minus 18 dB. This is one of those details that makes the groove feel more played, more human, more break influenced, without changing the main snare hits. Now step 10, arrangement and automation. Because this technique is really about how you move energy. Make a 32-bar loop. Bars 1 to 8. Intro roller. Switch up low, like 0 to 10%. Bars 9 to 16. Ghost jungle section. Switch up medium, like 30 to 45%. Bars 17 to 24. Bring it back cleaner, like 10 to 20%. Bars 25 to 32. Fill into the drop. Ramp switch up to 60 to 80% for a bar or two. Then snap it back down right at the drop. And here's a pro move that works even in beginner projects. In bar 31 or 32, cut the kick for half a bar while switch up rises. What happens is the ghosts and the room fill the gap, and when the kick returns, it feels massive. You didn't add more elements, you created contrast. Now a quick list of common mistakes to avoid as you dial it in. If ghost hits are too loud, it stops being ghosting. Turn them down and shorten your macro range. If reverb is too long, it smears the groove. Keep decay under about a second for this technique. If grit destroys the snare transient, blend less or reduce drum bus drive first. Drive flattens peaks fast. If the break layer fights your main drums, high pass it and keep it very quiet. It's texture, not a second kit. And if swing is applied to everything equally, especially kick, your groove can fall apart. Swing hats and ghosts more than the core hits. Extra sound design options if you want to level up without getting complicated. On the room chain, you can add a gate after hybrid reverb. Short, punchy ambience is a classic jungle trick. It reads as space without wash. For safer brightness, make an air macro that brightens the room chain and opens the ghost hat filter slightly, instead of boosting the entire drum bus. And if you want life without changing the pattern, use Live 12 LFO on the ghost hats. Map it to filter cutoff in a tiny range, or utility gain by like 0 to minus 2 dB. Slow random movement makes it feel less looped, while staying controlled. Now, Live 12 specific coaching note. Use macro variations as your sections. After your rack feels good, save variations like clean roller, ghost shuffle, pre-drop push, and drop reset dry. Now you've basically got instant vibes you can recall, and you can still automate switch up for transitions. This is a huge workflow upgrade.